The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
We're joined now by Dr. Catherine Baker from the Anti-Bullying Centre at Dublin City University. Catherine, tell us about the big report you have done into toxicity in social media and its impact on teenage boys.
Hi, yeah, so we carried out a research in DCU. We were motivated because of the growth and mainstreaming of the Manosphere, which is an online network of anti-feminist groups and male supremacist groups online, and as well as the growing role of recommender algorithms in amplifying this and other forms of harmful content. But as we know, a lot of social media company algorithms operate in a black box model, meaning we're not exactly sure how they work. So ourselves and other researchers have been carrying out experimental studies into using fake or sock puppet accounts to try and understand what content is being fed. And our specific study was looking at the content that was being fed specifically to boys under 18. To do this, we set up two types of accounts on 10 phones, 5 on YouTube Shorts and 5 on TikTok. And we had two types of behavior from boys registered 16 and 18 years old. The first was boys who were seeking out more gender typical content, so gym, sports and video games. And then the other half was boys who were seeking out content who were, we termed it Manosphere curious, so looking at content like Andrew Tate, etc.
Okay, and how disturbing is this content and how influential potentially could it be?
Well, I think our two main findings was the first was the amount of content. So all of the phones, whether they sought out this kind of content or not, were recommended the content, which was our first kind of major finding. And that this kind of content rapidly increased over the course of the experiment. So by the end of the experiment, about 75% of the content being recommended was this. And then in terms of what the content itself looked like, it of course included misogyny, that kind of thing, but it also had this kind of dominance of influencers, and specifically influencers who were pushing narratives, including kind of crisis narratives that men are under attack, that feminism has gone too far, that men are being falsely accused of rape, and then also spreading dangerous misinformation around mental health, that men just need to man up, be stoic, that depression isn't real, and to embrace traditional gender roles.
Who's behind all of this? Who's pushing this material? Do we know?
Our data was very much dominated by influencers. So we all know about Andrew Tate. He was very popular last year. And I think his influence is kind of showing that this is a profitable kind of niche to fill. So there's a lot of influencers now popping up and monetizing this content, kind of feeding on a lot of male insecurity to push a particular agenda.
What about the responsibility of the platforms such as TikTok, which the Chinese government denies controlling, although it does have a shareholding in it, and YouTube, which of course is part of Google? Why aren't they responsible for what they're publishing?
Yeah, they definitely are. And we definitely, we lay out some recommendations at the end of the report for social media companies, kind of emphasizing that these social media companies need stricter and much more sophisticated content moderation. You know, we saw a lot of Andrew Tate content, even though he's quote unquote deplatformed, because he's been deplatformed from his own account, but the content still proliferates, is reposted, etc. So we really emphasize that social media companies need to really work closely with media regulators and also with experts in gender-based abuse to really, you know, further try and work on nipping this kind of content in the bud and promoting the safety of young people on their platforms.
Dr. Catherine Baker from the Anti-Bullying Centre at Dublin City University, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.